Rope is permanent and the snake is an appearance. And the moment we come to know about the rope, snake is gone. So long we are not seeing the rope, the snake will be there. We get frightened. But if somebody tells, brings a torch and shows this is not a snake, this is a rope, what happens to the snake? Disappears. Similarly, this whole world is mithya. It will be falsified by knowledge. Knowledge of Atma, knowledge of Brahma. So long we are not seeing the substratum of the whole universe. For mithya also substratum is needed. You must be very clear about this. For that false snake, rope must be there. Without rope, you will never see the snake. Similarly, this whole world is also superimposed on that substratum which we cannot perceive by our five organs of perception. But once we come to know that substratum, which is nothing but my own Atman, so the process said in the scripture that you have to know your Atman first. Because we are not able to perceive the substratum Brahman outside. What is Atman and what is Brahman? Brahman conditioned by body becomes Atman. And Atman without body is Brahman. So simple, Vedanta. So we are not able to see the Brahman outside at this point of time. But you can experience your Atman. And once you see your own Atman, then with the open eyes you will be able to see Brahman everywhere. When you see the Brahman everywhere, what happens? The view changes. At this point of time, what we are seeing is the Namrup. Everywhere we are seeing it is a different form and we have given a name. We are seeing only Namrup. We are not seeing the substratum. That Namrup is just like snake on the rope. Once you realize what happens, the substratum comes in the forefront, Namrup goes behind. And for the ignorant at this point of time, Namrup is in the front, substratum is behind. We are not able to see that substratum. So tattva viveka kaha atma satyam tadanyat sarvam mithyeti. The knowledge can happen either by pratyaksha. Pratyaksha means direct. As you are seeing me, I am seeing you. This is direct perception. Or it can be parocha. Parocha, like the lake shore. I am not seeing at this point of time. Somebody comes and tells me the lake is frozen. But I am not seeing. This is parocha gyan. Somebody else has come and told me that the whole lake is frozen. This is parocha gyan. But Atman, you can have aparocha gyan. Aparocha gyan means you can experience it without any organs of perception. Without any organ of perception? Yes. Even if you are in the dark room, you are not able to see any furniture in the room with your organs of perception. If somebody comes and tells, Shankarji, Shankarji will say, I am here. So your presence, you don't require anything. You are present there. That is aparocha anubhuti. Now comes atma ka. How long GPS system has come in America? 10, 12 years? More than that?
80s, I
think. In 80s?
Late
80s. I came in 1984, people used to go with the road map.
The military used it.
Hmm?
Not technology existed.
Technology.
You claim that this was your invention, GPS system. Shankaracharya invented 1200 years ago, GPS system. Now he is going to tell you where is Atman. You have to feed in 30877 North Fairfield Road. Then auntie will tell you, move right, left, this way, that. Auntie in GPS. Shankaracharya is also using the same GPS system. But there is no address like this as we have here now. Road name and the premises number, house number, it's not required. If somebody asks you, who are you? Then from the different levels you will tell, I am so and so. So that is your identification in respect of the body, gross body. I am tall, I am fair. It's all related to the gross body. I am energetic. It's from the prana level you are saying you are energetic. I am emotional. From the mental level we are saying you are emotional. I am intelligent. It is again from the intellectual level you are saying. But who are you? People will explain about their family, about their place. I am Jamindar of this place. I am Raja of this place. Related to certain things of the world they are saying. But who are you actually? Nobody is able to tell about that. Ask anybody. He will tell his name, lineage, but nobody will say that I am Brahman. People will call him mad, he's a crazy. He say Brahman. So Atma ka, let us see the definition given by Shankaracharya ji, this you have to memorize. Atma kaha,
stula sukshma karan sharirad vyatiriktah, pancha kosatita san, avasthatraya sakshi, Sachidananda-swarupa-san, Yat-tishtati-sa-atma.
Atma definition given by. What is that? Very simple.
Sthula-sarira, Sushma-sarira, Karan-sarira,
Vyatirikta. Is it not GPS?
Sthula sarira, sukshma sarira, karan sarira, vyatirikta.
That means he is not this three.
Body is not atma. Sukshma sarira, mind, not atma. Causal body, karan sarir, my ignorance is not atma. Same thing can be explained through another way. Sthula, sujna, karan, sarir, vyatirik. Sarirat is the panchami there. Sarirat, vyatirikta. You can take this route. What you call? I-94. Or another route, again through other route you also reach there. What is that? Pancha kosa tita. Pancha kosa, food seed, vital air seed, mental seed, intellectual seat, bliss seat,
atita. Go beyond these five seats. Panchakosa atita.
This course, you see, have you seen a circular cake?
Mm-hmm.
When you cut it, na, a piece, it is like this. From the center, if you cut, this will be a circle. So this, you make a big circle. This
pizza,
is a
pizza.
Piece of that. Huh?
Pizza.
Pizza. Pizza. Good. Very good. It's a pizza. Very good.
You can see the
layers. Yeah. So it's a piece of that. In, you know, in your cake also, you have got layers, different layers. So here also, in this body, five layers are there. But don't go home and try to cut your body and see this panchakosa. You will not be able to see. Don't do that. So first is the food seat, this body, gross body, which you see, food seat. Then vital air seat, vital air, prana. Then mind. Then buddhi. Then your own ignorance, karan sarira. Well, go beyond all these things, then you will find. Go beyond all these things, you will find. Yes. That means these five things, it is not. He is not these five things. Chalo, let us see in the cake. Five layer cake. Go beyond five layer cake. Remove everything. What will remain? How that will remain in cake? Batao, I have told you many times. If you remove all parts of the cake, all pieces of the cake, edginess will still remain there. Cake is. Remove all parts, but you cannot remove edginess. You can remove all these things, you can negate, you can falsify all these five kosas, but you cannot negate Atman. Panchakosatita. Then the third thing is avastha tray sakshi. We go into three states, maybe every day. Jagrat avastha, waking state. At present we are all awake. Then the next state, dream state. And the third is deep sleep state. When Atman is identified with all three bodies, causal body, subtle body, gross body, we call it waking state. At this point of time, my gross body is active, subtle body is active, and the causal body is also active. In dream state, what happens? Gross body is not active. Only causal body and the subtle body is active. And in the deep sleep, only causal body is active, not the gross body and subtle body. But he is witness of all three states. These states will come and go, but he is always there. Avastha tray sakshi. But what is its nature? Satchidananda sarupa.
He is Sat, He is Chit, He is Anand. Not three qualities like a Guna and Guni, no. He Himself is Sat, Chit, Anand. How do you say? In respect of the world, the whole world exists. So the existence part is coming from this. This whole thing is inert. Everything, causal body, gross body, subtle body, bliss state, intellectual state, mental state, vital air state, food state, all these three states are all inert matter. Only sentient thing is this. So this gets existence because of this. Whole matter gets existence because of this. So we call him Sat. Whole world is getting sentiency. We all are sentient. This sentience is coming from, so we call him Chit. And we experience Ananda also sometimes through objects. So that Anand source also is He. That Atman is the source of Ananda also. बताओ जीपीएस है कि नहीं? स्थूल शरीर, इफ यू वांट टू रीच देयर, निगेट स्थूल शरीर, निगेट सूक्ष्म शरीर, निगेट कॉजल बॉडी, यू विल रीच दिस प्लेस. अदर रूट, ओके, यू गो बाय फूड सीट, गो बियॉन्ड वाइटल एयर, गो बियॉन्ड मेंटल सीट, गो बियॉन्ड इंटेलेक्चुअल सीट, गो बियॉन्ड बिलीव सीट. थर्ड रूट, अवस्था त्रय साक्षी, वेकिंग स्टेट, ड्रीम स्टेट एंड द डीप स्लीप स्टेट, दे आर ऑल इम्परमानेंटली कमिंग एंड गोइंग ऑन दैट आत्मा. एवरी डे दे आर कमिंग एंड गोइंग. अवस्था त्रय साक्षी एंड व्हाट इज इट्स नेचर? नेचर इज सच्चित आनंद. So this is the definition of Atman. Now we will go a little bit in detail about what is this Upadhi. We call this Upadhi. The whole thing we call it Upadhi, conditioning. Upadhi. What is Upadhi? Upadhi is that which superimposes its quality on that which remains close to it. Upadhi is that which superimposes its quality on that which remains close to it. Take a crystal, bring a red cloth near the crystal. Crystal will take the color of cloth. Red, yellow, green, whatever color you bring. Similarly, this Upadhi takes birth, dies. We say, Atma agya, Atma mar gya. Jeev agya, Jeev mar gya. But who is born? The gross body. The matter, the conditioning, the Upadhi, but the quality of Upadhi, which is changing and perishable, this body is born and it is going to die. That is the nature of body, Upadhi. But we superimpose it on Atman. Atman is eternal, birthless, deathless. But we say, Atma mar gaya. He is Punyatma. He is Papatma. Then we say bhatakti atma. It's all not there. There is no bhatkan in atma. But we superimpose. Sthula sarira is annamaya kosha. Sushma sarira constitute of three seeds. Pranamaya, manomaya and vijnanamaya, intellectual seed. These three seeds are called subtle, and that is the causal body. Now, how a thing is defined? The definition of definition is itar bheda gyapakam lachanam. This is definition. Itar bheda gyapakam lachanam. That which has the power to differentiate the object which you want to define from others. In definition, we differentiate any object with others. How we differentiate? There are three ways to define a thing. One is called the Swarupa Lakshan. Swarupa Lakshan is that is the essential nature of the thing, that like the sweetness of sugar is the essential nature. First way to define anything is by the Swarup Lachan, essential nature of that thing. Then another is the Tatasth Lachan. Tatasth Lachan is not defining a thing as the true nature, but by describing it with an impermanent thing which is not a permanent part of that thing. Suppose there are so many ladies here sitting, and you don't know Lakshmi ji, and if I tell Lakshmi ji is that lady which is holding a white pen, so your white pen. Now everybody will be able to identify Lakshmi ji because the white pen is there. But the white pen is not the permanent part of Lakshmi ji. But all the soul ladies sitting there, if I want to say, you don't know Lakshmi ji, but if I want to tell you, the Lakshmi is that who is holding white pen. Or here you will find in your village area, identical homes. So if I tell you, Vivek ji's house is that on which the crow is sitting. Crow is not the integral part of the house. Today crow is sitting there. So I can tell out of the so many houses you are seeing there, that house on which the crow is sitting, that house belongs to Vivek ji. So now you come to know Vivek ji's house. That is called Tatastha Lachan. Then there is a third way to define. This is called Atat Vyabrita Lachan. Atat Vyabrita Lachan. By negating other things. Atad vyabrit, atad vyabrit lakshan. To define a thing by negating all others. Example, Gurudev used to give beautiful example. Suppose in a wedding procession, there are so many people going in the wedding procession, but you want to tell, find out Mr. Ram in the wedding part. So he will give you certain instruction. Mr. Ram is little bit fat, he is bald, he is short height, he will be chewing pan. So when you go into that process and wedding process, so you will negate all tall men. You will negate all people who has got ears. You will try to find out bald-headed. Suppose you find two bald-headed short person, then you will try to find out one person who is chewing. Then Guruji, Gurudev said, don't go in front of him and ask, because Atad Vyavrat Lachana. So you have to negate. Three ways. Shankaracharya has employed all these three methods in one definition. What are three methods? One is Swarup Lachan. Second, Tatastha Lachan. And third is Atad Vyavrata. Vyavrata Lachana. Atad Vyavrata Lachana. Let us try to find out how Shankaracharya has employed all these three definitions in one. Sthula, Sushma, Karan, Sarirat, Vyatirikta. Which Lachana is that?
Negation.
Atad Vyavrata Lachana. Pancha kosa tita. Which one? Which lachan?
Negation.
Avastha tre sakshi.
That is
tatastha lachan. Why tatastha?
Because he witnessed the witness of the three states.
These three states are not permanent.
Yeah.
It's come and go. Jagrati is present there. Then sometime Jagrati is gone, dream state has come. Now dream state has gone, deep sleep state has gone. So these three states are not permanent. What is permanent? Asachidananda. The house is permanent, but the crow is impermanent. Avasthatra Sakshi. And Satchidanand Sarupa. Sarup Lachan. What is the Sarup? The essential nature. Essential nature of Atman or Brahman is Sarup Lachan. Satchidanand Sarupa. Agyatino. There is no other way to define any object. You can define any object in only three ways, and Shankaracharya has employed all those three ways. That is Atman. It's clear. Atman kaha, Atma kaha, Sthula, Sushma, Sarira. So that means this, one by one. Atman is not Sthula Sarira, Atman is not subtle body, Atman is not caudal body. It should be very, very clear. This is very fundamental. Your gross body is not Atman, your subtle body is not Atman, your causal body is not Atman. Sarirat, sarir trayat vitrikta atman, pancha kosa tita. What are those pancha kosas? Annamaya kosa, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya and anandamaya kosa. These are called subtler than, each one is subtler than the other. Food seat is the gross. Subtler than gross is vital air, subtler than vital air is the mental, subtler than mental is the intellectual, subtler than intellectual is the bliss seat. panchakosatita, avasthatraya sakshi. Avasthatraya sakshi? When is the jagrat avastha?
When Atman is identified
with all three states, three bodies, gross body, subtle body, causal body, or all five kosas. When we call it jagrat avastha. And when is the swapna avastha? Only subtle and causal body are in kosa, in panchakosa. 1, 2, 3, 4. Identified with these four is the dream state. And deep sleep, only causal. Now roadmap you have got. Any doubt about GPS antithesis, Shankaracharya's indication? He has given you perfect indicators. How to proceed, where to reach, and when you reach there, how you will find. What is the essential nature? That also you will find. So what we do to reach there? We negate all these things. Three bodies, five kosas. When we sit in meditation, what we do? We withdraw ourselves from the world, come to our body level, then we go on for the thought massage. Gross body, come to the toe, knee, this part. Then we come to this level, prana. From prana we go to the mind, see the thought penetrate. Don't identify with those thoughts. When the thought stops, then you reach that state, and that state is Satchit Anand state. This is how we meditate. Any doubt in the address of Atman? We all have that, Atman. How to reach that address? Now you have to meditate and find out. Next, Shankaracharya is going to tell about each word which he has used in the definition. He will explain each term. What is sthula sarir? What is sukshma sarir? What is karan sarir? What is annamaya kosha? What is pranamaya kosha? What is manomaya kosha? What is vijnanamaya kosha? And what is this bliss seed? Anandamaya kosha? What is this waking state? What is dream state? And what is deep sleep state? And then he will tell about Satchidanand. Very systematically, each term he is going to define and tell us. So first he will take sthula sarira. Sthula sarira we will take up on our next class. That is your experience. I am telling from the day one, ijnas. But for that you need jnana chakshu. Once you get the jnana chakshu, you will be able to see ijnas everywhere. I am telling sun is, moon is, star is, space is, building is, light is, board is, table is, this is. Ijnas is everywhere.
So that's the awareness. Awareness.
It is awareness, yeah. Ignorance is the existence part, awareness is the chit part, and ananda is the bliss part of them. The whole world is pervaded by Paramatma. When we say it is not like that, it is enveloped by Paramatma, like we put a letter in the envelope, not that way. He pervades the whole world as isness. If he removes the isness, then the whole world will collapse. There will not be any world. If the rope is not there, can you see the snake?
When you say that this is there, that means...
Isness is there. Everything, the board is. If the isness is removed, then board is not there. So it pervades the whole world as isness. And in some part of the world, we find the chit part also. Chit part? Yes. In this stick, there is no chit. In the chair, there is no chit. But we have got chit part also. Why we have got the chit part? Because I have got the subtle body. This table has got only gross body, not the subtle body. It is not breathing. It does not have mind. It does not have intellect. So that is why the chit part is not expressed in the table or chair, because the equipment is not there. We have got the equipment, the subtle body, that is why we have got sentiency. But Ananda part is there in that also. Is it not giving you Ananda when you are sitting on the chair? Unless the chair has got the Ananda, how can it give you? Ananda is there. It is dear. It is purposeful for some people. May not be for all. But it has got the Ananda part also.
It is our experience, right?
Yes, it is our experience. We experience it.
But is Satchit Ananda we are trying to identify as the essential nature of an entity? Of that essential nature?
Yeah. You can say so. And we can find it out. It is with us. We don't have to get it from it anywhere. Shastra and Guru only will indicate you how to reach there. And Shankaracharya has given definition, very beautiful definition Shankaracharya has given about the Atma.
Is there the same thought becomes mental as well as intellectual sheet?
Yeah, it will come. Amma sir, everything will come. We will make your knowledge doubt free. Only thing is that you have to come. That's all. You come here, your knowledge will be made doubt-free. And that knowledge is going to liberate you. You will end your own sorrows.
7 a.m. we have guided meditation. every week on Sunday. And this is guided meditation by our Pujya Swamiji, Chidatmananda Ji, who is the main Acharya at the Hyderabad Center. So we do that guided meditation. We start promptly at 6. So I would request if you want to join us, please be here at least 10 minutes before. Because if you're not here at 6, then there is no entry. It's like very firm on the timing. And after that, we have a break of half an hour, and then we have Uncle G's lecture between 7:30 to 8:30. So if anybody is interested, you're very welcome to join us. But what that does is you're actually implementing what you're learning, not intellectualizing. And what we find is we have been told that when you want to move to the higher, if your mind attaches to the higher, the lower gives way. So we are constantly being attached to the lower areas. But if you want to go higher, if we make that attempt, as our Shastras and Uncle Ji just mentioned, it'll propel us further into what we are trying to achieve.
Next Saturday, we have got teachers, teachers meeting we have got on next Saturday?
Next
Saturday. So there will not be any morning session then. Or if you want to revise, I can go up to only this. Again, Atman, I can whole lecture, I can repeat. Because second session will not be able to do. And the next is, again, is a holiday?
A holiday.
Okay. But the quorum should be present. You will see that everybody is present.
I'll take the names.
You take the picture. I cannot be here because I'm going to be absent that day. I have graduation.
We have only one session. We have only one session.
Next week because we have teachers meeting here.
No, after June
6th,
we will have one session for some people.
So we have two sessions.
Two sessions.
But in the afternoon, Auntie's class will be up here.
Achha, chalo. Auntie ji has suggested a good thing. We will